Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Cloud Solution Innovators here on Channel 9, the show where we highlight software developers and solution providers that are building new applications in the cloud. And my name is Keith Mayer. I'm a senior technical evangelist here at Microsoft for the Azure Cloud Platform. And we have a special guest today. We've got Bernie Upshur. Bernie, hi, how are you today?
Fine, how are you, Keith?
Great. And Bernie, I think we've got a special treat for all of our listeners today. We're going to be talking about a solution that your company makes, InfoBid, on competitive bid management from up in the cloud for customers, whether they're public sector or private sector. So I'm really excited. I think it's an area that is near and dear to the hearts of many of the organizations that I talk to, whether individuals are an IT manager or a procurement manager or in purchasing or whatnot. It always seems like managing vendor bids is a huge process, very time-consuming for lots of organizations. So I'm excited to learn more. But before we get started, Bernie, why don't you spend just a few minutes introducing yourself, your title and role, and your company a little bit.
Well, I got started in this business over 30 years ago. And it was at the infancy of the PC. At that time, I had to make a decision whether I was going to make a mainframe application or a PC-based application. And thank you, you know, now that with the prevalence of PCs in practically every office in the world and every home in the world, that we probably made the right choice. And with Azure, of course, that gives the whole world access to our application. And that's what where we are now.
Oh, okay, great, great. And so we were talking a little bit on the intro of this episode about InfoBid and competitive bid management. What do you hear from customers? What do they really like about how InfoBid works from a business value standpoint for them?
Well, my background is finance. Of course, I was at Goldman Sachs for a while when I finished my MBA in finance. And so I decided that I wanted to share this whole technological approach to problem solving to the rest of the world and started the company. And I knew that with the bid process was something that was done in all public entities over a certain dollar amount. So that's why I first of all went into it as a solution to that type of a problem for the public sector, because I was a Rockefeller fellow. They're the ones that sent me to business school to get this expertise.
Gotcha. Wow.
So I was great at Goldman. I said, but look, I got to get all the way, you know, I was trained to go, so that's why I started this application. And what it does, it looks at the spending as opposed to the receipts of cash into a company or an organization. And I realized that in order to do an effective bid, it's too complicated to do by hand or paper, because, for example, if you've got 1,000 items on a bid and then you have four vendors, you've got into 4,000 quotes without making a mistake, because one mistake can throw the whole analysis off.
Sure.
So I
at
the program, it does all the computations for you, does all the algorithms for optimizing in terms of the optimal dollar award. But then my artist side says, yeah, but we got to make this program so that it's user-friendly and so that people won't use it, no matter how well it can compute numbers and do all this.
Right.
So what we've done, we've gone out of our way to build in aspects of the programs that make it very user-friendly. Anyone with no knowledge of computers or with mathematics can do a great job and save lots of money for an organization. We also programmed in a lot of perks for vendors, because we say without a vendor base, you can't have a bidding program. So
right.
They have to like it too, and we've been very successful at that. That's why I'm really proud that vendors like to use our software. We built in a lot of perks for them. We don't charge them money to use this do biz with us, and we give them the same level of technical support and training that we do our customers. But this way we don't have to be divided between our loyalties, between our customers and the vendors.
Right, right. Well, that's great. So it really sounds like it makes things simple for both customers and vendors in managing what can otherwise be a really complex process. That's great.
Right.
And so when you're building your solution, you decided to build on the Microsoft stack and leverage some of our technologies. What made that decision? Why did you decide to build on top of the Microsoft stack for InfoBid?
Well, we got started on DOS, and that was the entry level at 30 years ago. We did some work on C++ and that sort of thing.
Sure.
But the DOS framework was mainly where I saw the computer market going. So we sort of stuck with that throughout the years. So we've worked on that. We've had our software tested by Microsoft. We achieved the level of gold partnership at one point in time based on the applications that we submitted for testing, et cetera. And we've just sort of grown with Microsoft. As they've gone through different levels of technological evolution, we've tried to keep our software up to date. And the latest up-to-date version of what we've been planning to do, of course, is Azure, and that's perfect for us.
Okay, great. And so you'd mentioned Azure, our cloud platform. How does InfoBid, how does it leverage Azure? Are there particular services or capabilities on the Azure cloud that InfoBid is using?
Well, one thing, too, back to the vendors. They used to we have a number of customers and vendors, you know, perform, and they love working on our software. So generally when they call us for support, they say, gee, do you have other customers that we can sign up to work with? And now what we can do is say, okay, we got this customer, that customer. But the good thing about Azure is when a vendor wants to sign up for a customer in Azure, they have access to all of our Azure customers on one screen.
Gotcha,
and
okay.
They can print that vendor information one time. And by increasing vendor base, that increased savings, because the more competition you have, the greater the savings. And the good thing about our software is that if you increase the vendor base, you don't increase work, because the vendors are putting in the quotes themselves.
Sure, okay, gotcha. So you're really taking advantage of...
One way that I think that Azure is really going to revolutionize what we've been doing in terms of trying to enhance the customer base that our vendors are working, that our customers are working with, and that translates into dollar savings.
Yeah, definitely. So you're really taking advantage of kind of the global connected platform that Azure provides to benefit your customers as well as your vendors.
That is correct.
Great. Well, hey, all of this sounds really exciting for managing and simplifying the competitive bidding process. Bernie, would you be able to step through some screens of your application for us to give us a feel for how it works?
And now, what the system does, it tries to automate all the functions. And again, we talk a lot about the mathematical certainty of what it does in terms of arriving at the optimal solution. But we also build in a lot of little perks for what we feel that a user would like to have. So in other words, they want to cut and paste items from one bid to another, all this automated. They can just tell it to move it from one bid to another. And they can have up to 998 different bids. A catalog can consist of thousands of items, which is pretty customary. This one has over 4,000 items on it. And of course, you know what that's like. If you have 10 vendors bidding on this bid, it's unbelievable the volume of data you would have to manipulate if you were doing this manually. Mm-hmm. Each item can have up to over 5,000 characters of description. Now what it does, it's got all kinds of safety features built in. It won't let me update this bid because I put it out for bid by vendors. So now I can't update it until that's all over. So all of these features are built in throughout the software, where it will not allow you to do something that you ought not do during a certain phase in the bid cycle.
Great.
What it does also, it knows which vendors bid on which bid, so it sends a letter out when that bid comes to due. Let me pick a different one that's got more bids on it. You go here and click on this, and then you can just pick the bid you want. I think this one's got some vendors on it. And it also lets the user track, once it prints a letter to go to a vendor, it gives an indication on the screen here who got a letter and also what they did with that letter. If they went and took a look at the bid, it will give you an indication on the bid that they viewed the bid. If they actually put in quotes, which this bid means, that they actually put some quotes in, then it shows you bids on the screen. So what it does, it gives the user effective control over managing the responsiveness of vendors. If they want to print a report that shows who bid at what time, et cetera, and if they find that a great number of vendors aren't bidding on the bid, they can pick up the telephone and call them and ask them to get their bids in by a certain date and time. And the system, once you print a letter for a vendor, it automatically seals the bid and won't let anyone look at it in the central office until all the bids are due and the opening date has been expired. So this automates all these functions that people normally have to do manually. And the good thing about our program too is if they use our program, they don't have to go through the cumbersome process of having a bid opening and having vendors waste time and up and sitting around in an office, because the system does all that, seal the bid process for them.
I see. Well, that's great.
And vendors like that too. We did have one fellow in Atlantic City or near Atlantic City. He was sitting in the parking lot waiting for a bid opening. And we had to have somebody go out and say, look, guy, there's no more bid opening because you're using it for bid.
Right, yeah. So it becomes sort of a just-in-time bidding system. As the bids open, vendors are notified, they can start bidding on it. Probably helps to accelerate the overall bidding process as well, I would imagine.
Oh, yes. And the good thing is, and also, like for an example, vendors don't have to know a lot about conversions. Sometimes if you want quarts and the vendor bids pints and that sort of thing, it's got 180 different conversions built into the system. So all they have to do is tell you what conversion they want, and the system will automatically convert their price. And also, based on the conversion of their price, it also adjusts the order quantities. And that's all automatic. They don't have to know how many quarts are in a pint or how many of one unit is in another, because that's built into the system. And that's very useful for vendors as well.
Wow, that's great.
Okay. Let's go back to the modules menu, and I'll just run very quickly to show what the vendor portion of this looks like. And once the vendor goes into the program, they have to put in a password of their own choosing. And once they do that, then if they want to go back and make changes to the quotes, then they have to put that password in again. And that's another level of security that we add to all the other security on the system.
Okay.
And it's very simple to operate. Again, all the functions that are available to the vendor as well as our customers, they click on the book at the top of the page. It explains how to use a particular screen. Mm-hmm. If I want to do it by item list, I just click on this and it's put the quotes in and go right down the line. And that's it. Once they click submit, it goes directly into the Azure server, and then the bid is completed.
Wow, that's great. And that could be
go ahead.
I would say, and in completing this process, they may be submitting bid information for multiple customer bids all at once, right?
Oh, yeah, they can go mm-hmm. now. With everything in Azure now, they get used to going into Azure. I can see this as being a boom for customers, because they're getting submitted vendors who are used to working on this system, and then they can transfer that information right to the next user.
Yeah, definitely. That's great.
Okay, let's just close out of here. There are also legal documents that it keeps in charge. And the good thing, too, they don't have to send vendors notices about what happened on a bid. They go to this screen here, and it will show them what everybody bid. So that takes the place of what one would normally have to do if they went to bid opening. Legally, in most states, you have to show everybody what everybody else bid, and you don't have to do that with this system because vendors can just go to this screen and read it and print it for themselves.
Mm, okay.
Now, this program I wrote for it's called a cooperative bidding program, and they deal with a lot of 600 to 900 school districts. And what this allows those users to do is to go in and put orders in. And then it downloads the file from Azure back to their accounting system, which is called System 3000.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of actually cutting the doing the orders, it actually will cut the purchase orders for them.
Oh, wow.
And they were very anxious to get this done. They said they've been looking all over for a program that could do this. And I wrote it for them after I found out that we had a possibility of picking up quite a few additional customers with it.
So step us through the overall process then. It sounds like they send a number of items out for bid. They use InfoBid to solicit the bids from competing vendors. They select the vendors based on the bids that are submitted back. And then it sounds like this last step then actually goes the last mile of automatically kicking off the information that would be needed to have them actually issue the invoices, right? The payments rather out to those vendors. Is that right?
Yes, because we deal. Mm-hmm. See, we interface with a number over the years. We've interfaced with a number of different accounting systems. As a matter of fact, we wrote an interface with Microsoft Dynamics. We just didn't have customers who could afford it, so we didn't get too many calls on that one. But we did write the interface for that program too.
Great. Oh, that's awesome.
But in the meantime, this program. In fact, I'm doing a demo with them on tomorrow. But this is a program that they really desperately wanted because I used to work with a couple of those regional purchasing centers, and they were trying to type the purchase orders for all the customers once they finished the bid process. And that doesn't make any sense. And what this does, this will download the file back to their local computer from Azure.
Oh, okay. Great.
And then they can integrate that into their purchase order program.
Wow, that was a great demo, Bernie. Thanks so much for spending time with us today and sharing the information that you shared on InfoBid with everyone listening today.
Well, Keith, I want to thank you for an opportunity to share our application with you and your viewers.
That's wonderful. And Bernie, if customers or viewers are interested in learning more about InfoBid and your solutions, where can they go to find out more information?
Well, they can go to infobid.us. And they can enter their contact information as well as our 800 numbers there.
Okay, great. And so we'll be sure to post that InfoBid US link down at the bottom of our page that everyone's watching our video on today. And they'll have convenient access to that. Well, again, thanks so much, Bernie, for spending time with us today. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in today to learn about one more of our cloud solution innovators, InfoBid. And we look forward to our next episode together where we'll be highlighting other applications being built in the cloud. Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of your day.